Perek Ches Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. We're continuing with the concept of Pricha. Beheres Kagris, we have a Beheres the size of a Gris, Ubo Michya Kadosha, and you have a Michya the size of an Adosha, so the Mitzorah will be Muchlat if the Kohen saw the Mitzorah, because he's Tomei. Porcha Bekulo, if there's pricha afterwards, because pricha doesn't help if there's a michya, it only helps by sir lovin or by pisayon. But porcha bekulo, and by sir lovin, we'll see in a moment, that's a machlokas also. Oshehocholob hamichya, after porcha bekulo, viyakrakach hocholo hamish hamichya. If the Baher is spread over the entire body. V'yachrakach, I'm not talking about the head and the areas of nesek, because that's not shaykh to pricha. That's not shaykh to Baheris. Porcha bekulo, v'yachrakach cholcholo hamichya. If the Baher is spread over his entire body and then the michya went away, o shecholcholo hamichya, or the michya went away, v'yachrakach porcha bekulo tohor. Now, this is a big question, because we said in the previous Mishnah that if the Pricha takes place after Tara, after the person was Paskin Tohar by the Kohen, then it's Mitame, and here we say it's Tohar. So the Rav in the previous Mishnah already dealt with this issue. V'hod esnan b'somach, either it's taught in the following Mishnah, the Mishnah we're doing right now, if the michya went away and he was paskin to be tohar, the michya went away, and afterwards the pisayon spread over his entire body, the beheres spread over his entire body, tohar. But tonami beheres ubor se lovon, a beheres in which there's a white hair, meaning two white hairs, porcha bekulo, afopisha seir lovin bimkomu tohar, even if it's in its place, and mashma v'kol shekain, it seems, even if in its place, so certainly if it's not there anymore, imenu bimkomu shu tohar. So hasamayri, in the Mishnah we're doing now, Mishnah Beis, hasamayri shalo petoru hakohen adayin, kishu porcha bekulo. That in Mishnah Beis, there was no psak from a kohen that was poter him. In Mishnah Aleph, where it says that that if it's poreach min hatohar, says min hatohar, is tomei, it means the kohen paskin that he was tohar, and then the prichel takes place, so he becomes tomei again as a mitzora. Here, before the kohen paskin, it happened to be that the michya went away, and then the pricha occurred, or the pricha the spread over his entire body, and the michya went away, the michya went away, and then it spread over his entire body. Since it was no psak from a kohen, here it's tohar. The Mishnah says, okay. So the Rav makes this distinction that based on the psak of the kohen, if the kohen paskin he's tohar, then in his pricha then he's tomei. If there's no psak that he's tohar, and just automatically, before the kohen saw him, the michya went away, and there was pricha, or the pricha went to, there was pricha, and the michya went away. He's tohar when the kohen sees him. No dolo michya. In the pricha, however, if a michya appears, patch of skin, that makes tumas michya tamei. The tumah here is from tumas michya, and the first Yisrael says pshita. But the sefer by the here is it's taught. No la lo sir lovon. If the sir lovon comes into the white, so here it is machlokis. Rabbi Yeshua mitame. Rabbi Yeshua says mitame, because he makes a comparison between michya and sir lovin. Just as michya breaks away the cleansing process of pricha, so do the sir lovin. The chachamim mitaharim, and the Chachamim are mitahir, because they hold the two different halachas. And halachas like the Chachamim, that it's only michia that breaks up the pricha, but not a ser lovan. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains the Sirulahu that the Chachamim hold the Dafk b'michya goli krod deksiv b'yom hiraospo baser chai after pricha the pasuk is talking about on the day in which he sees baser chai yidma, when there's some patch of the size of an adasha of flesh, then he becomes tamei. So vadi mashmin the simoni tuma achro lo mashmin. So the chachamim say where it says baboser chai yidmo, that says dafka baboser chai. It's only baboser chai, but not shtei saros. That won't make him tamei. Baheres mishne gimel uvos seir lovan, and in the baheres there was a seir lovan. So his tamei is muchlat. He would be muchlat if porcha bekulo afal pish yisir lovin bimkomo. So again, this Mishnah is talking about where the Kohen didn't see him. Because if the Kohen saw him and was machlit him, and then he was porcha bekulo, as the Rav explained, then he's tummy. So it's the Kohen didn't see him. There was a beheris. In the beheris, there was a sir lovin. So if a Kohen would see him, he'd be muchlat. But the Kohen didn't see him yet. And then porcha bekulo. Afal pishi ser lovin bimkomo. As the Rav said, you know, he learned that. So mashma kol shekain, if it's not bimkomo, even here is still in the baharis tohar. Baharis ubo pisoyom. There was a baharis, and the tumah occurred. Remember, there were three simoni tumah by baharis. There's the ser lovin, the two black hairs that turn white. There's the michia, a patch of live skin, of healthy skin, the size of an adosha, of a lentil. And there's pisoyon. If after at the end of the first week or the end of the second week it spread, then these mukhlatal pisoyon. So there's a beharis and it had pisoyon. So again, it's a tumah. And again, before the Kohen saw the pisoyon, before he was machlit him, because otherwise it would probably be the same din. From the tohar, bitame, porcha bekulo, tohar. Now it's spread to his entire body, so he's tohar. The kulan shechazu behen rosh yavorim hari elu tmeim. But if there was a michya, if the rosh yavorim appeared and there was healthy skin there, then it would be tummy again. through michya. Now the Rav says over here, Beheres Kegris, Ubos Yerlovan, Hokamashmalan, the Pricha Metaheres, Acher Kol Simoni Tuma. That Pricha is Metahir after all Simoni Tuma. I can provide it again that the Kohen didn't paskin that he machlit him. It was Muchlit again, it shouldn't be Metahir, it should be Tomei. Now the Mishnah goes on. So if the Rosh Yavorim, the size of an Adasha, came back, that would be Tomei through Alts Michya. Porcha b'mitzoso Tomei. Porcha b'mitzoso Tomei, the Rav explains, it spread over part of his body. Itzrich lashmina, the Rav says, afilu porcha b'rubo. The chiddush over here is pochar b'mitzoso. It's not a full pricha, but the Rav says, but it may be the majority of his body. So even if the majority of his body is 80%, 90% pricha, there's pricha over 80% or 90% of his body. The lo arminan rubo kekulu. We don't say the rov is like the entirety. Inami ashmuinan, or otherwise, it's possible. It's telling us the besov shua rishon. Or besov shua sheni, tomei beprichas mitzoso, afilu bekol shum mishum pisoyom. And this is, we understand this, that when at the end of the first week, when the Kohen comes back to look at him, and he sees a little growth, even a miksasu, a little bit of pisayon, that's a pisayon. Or at the end of the second week, that's a pisayon, and he's tamei. Because that's simin pisayon, a little bit of expansion of the beheres. And porcha bekulo tohar. And again, the Mishnah says, however, porcha bekulo tohar. And again, I'm working with the principle that the Rav would extend what he said in the in Mishnah Aleph over here also. The Mishnah based over here, that this is only in case where the Kohen didn't paskin yet, because a pricha from Tuma is a pricha from Tahar, where the Kohen didn't say that he's Tahar, where he would be Tamei. But here in a case, Porcha b'mitzoso Tamei, and Porcha, and that he said even to tell you that Rubo's Lovka Kulo, or that the slightest pisayon increases, is an increase and is metamei. Porcha bekulo tohar. If it's spread over his whole body, tohar. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not 100% convinced that I'm correct, because it might be by pisayon that even if the Kohen says that it's pisayon and he's tamei, that the... No. That would be the case. It would be the exact same case. I'm sorry. The previous mishnah said that the first mishnah in the perek, that a poreach min hatamei is tahar, and a poreach min hatahar is tamei. So if we're talking about a case where at the end of a week, at the end of 2 weeks, there was pisayon, so he's tamei, and then there's poreach from the from the pisayon, he's tohar. Forgive me. So that's the din. The pricha would continue. So here, the Rav doesn't say anything. The Tiferes Yisrael explains the chiddush over here. Porcha bekulo tohar. We know that already. That after being tamei, that a pricha over the entire body makes him tohar. So the Tiferes Yisrael explains kamash malon. Avshe hofach ma'at ma'at harbi poamim. In other words, even it's a long process, it takes a year, little by little the beheres is posed, it's growing and growing and growing, little by little, fractions of an inch, week by week, over the course of a long time. Nevertheless, that's porcha bekulo, and he's still tohar. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel.